My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We have to see a lot of Penix this preseason, Mike. And listen, the theory on this is pretty simple, right? This isn't about him starting. This is simply about us seeing what we have, because this is going to be our only opportunity.
Yeah, man. Look, you're going to see a lot of Penix. I told you. It sounds to me the way they've talked about it, at least what we got from Coach Ra and a little bit from Zach Robinson. I think he plays almost the entire second half, first half. In the second half, they'll let the backups get in there. And then we'll see where that one goes. We already know what we have with Heinicke, the kid from Canada. You know, okay, see what he can do. Maybe he can supplant Heinicke. I mean, there's only a little bit of savings if we moved on from him. But getting back to Penix, yeah, bro. Want to see Penix, and I want to see the stuff we saw at camp. As you said, the only criticism we could have is something you see with all rookies, is sometimes being a little overwhelmed by the defense. Ball's got to come out quick and on schedule. Everything else, once the ball's out of his hands, it's usually right where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, he's got to – listen, he throws a pretty ball, okay? And there's no doubt about that. His deep ball is accurate. It's beautiful, to Mike's point. But let's not make the mistake of not playing him enough to get a real feel for what we have. Now, we all think he's going to be pretty good, right? They don't draft him eighth overall. And for all the things that have been said about Michael Penix being ready to play now, NFL ready is the phrase, I think that's all accurate. But, Mike, he's not going to play when the season starts. So if you're telling me we got three games, and really I think only two, because in that third game I still don't know how much anybody's going to play, I want to see as much as possible. And that means a half. For me, that means the first half of tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get it. You're going to get it.
I got to see Michael Penix.
I think you're going to get it. And this isn't as if it's some kind of like to create a controversy. They don't want that or anything. It's just Cousins is getting the work done in these scrimmages down in Miami. They just wrapped. And you're going to see this guy, Penix, playing with. Now, again, he's not playing with Drake London. He's not playing with Kyle Pitts. That's what, you know, fans would like to see, Carl. You have to wait for that. But you're going to see him with the guys that we've talked about fighting for jobs in that depth chart. But I can't wait. I think the fans can't wait. Been talking about it all offseason. That's one reason to be excited about Friday night.
Is there a minimum amount of time you need to see him this preseason? Let us know. Turtle, put the poll up at Dukes and Bell 929. Is it just a few series and you're like, look, I don't want to risk it just in case Cousins something happens? Or are you like Mike and I, where we're like, hey, put him out there and let him play, let him get adjusted, whatever you need to see, let him throw a couple of deep balls so we can all get excited, and let us feel good about what the future potentially holds. That is where I'm at. I'm more convinced that that is a bigger deal than anything else pretty much that we'll see this preseason. If you're worried about us running the ball, we're going to be fine. Our offensive line is really good. If you're worried about Kyle Pitts, everybody's saying in the organization he's 100% and he's going to be fine, Mike. So I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Kyle Pitts, I don't think they're going to risk him with the injuries he's been overcoming. I don't think you're going to see a whole lot of Kyle Pitts, guys. I just don't.
Now, how much they want to get him out there to get into a rhythm with Kirk Cousins? I mean, the rhythm is being established in practice, and that's why these scrimmages with the Dolphins are so important for that sort of stuff. But, yeah, I think you see other teams, and again, because of the – you got a guy coming off an injury. Last year, he never got to be 100% in Pitts. Maybe the end of the season, perhaps. We know about the Achilles with Kirk Cousins, but other guys that are starting, like you're seeing, the Chiefs are going to play. We've seen other teams out there, they're going to play. Steelers are going to play. So it's going to be interesting to see at what point do we get it. Usually it's that second game of the preseason since we've gone to three. And then, Carl, that final week is just simply trying to fill out the roster and get it down to 53.
404-726-0929. You can text us, find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow this radio station at 929 The Game. Let's hear from our quarterback, Kirk Cousins, talking about the benefits of these joint practices the last few days and his takeaways from those practices.
A lot came up is, hey, what do we do versus this look? And, oh, you want that? Okay. So a lot where without having these practices, we might have been not aware of some of the things we want to go to offensively. I think the intensity picked up a little bit, which honestly bothered me a little bit. I said, you know, if the pace of practice picked up, then what does that say about the previous practices? You know, we've got to be at that level all the time. So that would be my challenge. When we go back to Flowery Branch, you know, we got to practice at this pace regardless. And so that'll be an important point of emphasis, but good 2 days.
We heard that yesterday, and I think you and I agreed. That's leadership. You know, we always talk about it. Sometimes it's funny when it comes up, guys are like, what is this leadership thing? I know two generations maybe aren't into leadership, but again, it's important to have somebody be the point guy and say, look, we got to step it up. If expectations are playoffs, and so there's Kirk Cousins in his first year just throwing it out there. I love that stuff. That's the kind of stuff, yeah, I'll say it, stuff I'd like to hear from Trey, stuff I want to hear from everybody, stuff you want to hear, you know, whether it's a college, you know, whether it's going to be Carson Beck this year, this guy's going to take that mantle of leadership, and that's what that is right there.
This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We're talking about the Falcons, and by the way, Mike's pretty adamant about we'll see, Penix for a half. Mm. I hope so. We thought we would see more of Desmond Ridder, and the mistake that Arthur Smith made was he didn't do it. So you're telling me that Raheem Morris is not going to make that mistake with Penix, knowing this is really the only time we're going to get a chance to see him?
Well, the starter's got, you know, a decade of experience in the NFL, and he is getting practice working against the Dolphins right now, and you would love to see him. I get that, to know that the Achilles is 100%, but they're not going to risk that in a preseason game with somebody, you know, some third-string guy trying to make a team and taking out Kirk Cousins' knee. Don't need that. So I understand the logic of it, but no, I think that last year, I'll never understand. And that's ancient history now with Arthur Smith. Why it was one series and not the entire preseason for Desmond Ridder. I'll never understand that. But Penix, this is great reps, great opportunity. So if heaven forbid something does happen to Cousins, this guy's as prepared as he can be.
Yeah, and it is, Mike. I just think these coaching philosophies sometimes get in the way of tangible work. Sometimes your philosophy gets in the way of, well, we can't do that. Well, why? Well, we've never done it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's that mean? I mean, like that doesn't mean that the guy can play or you totally have seen everything that you need to see in a competitive mode. You've seen him in practice. Let's see him against other teams here the first couple of weeks of the preseason. Here's Kirk Cousins, by the way. I don't think we'll see a lot of Kyle Pitts, not because he doesn't want to play. Why risk him? Guys, he's been hurt the last two seasons, okay? We need him at 100%. But Cousins said he is challenging Pitts, Mike, to use his length and speed.
Well, I think what he has, a couple traits, he can really run, and those guys don't grow on trees, and then he's got length. And as a quarterback, that's really, really friendly. And so, you know, what I'm encouraging him with is to use that length as much as he can. Anytime he lets the ball into his body, I tell him that wasn't good enough. You should never let it come into your body. You're too good to let it come into your body. So I challenge him with that, and then I challenge him. I don't feel like he's running as fast as he possibly can. I say, that wasn't good enough. It was fast enough for a lot of tight ends, but for you, it got to be faster. And so I'm always saying, hey, did you run as fast as you possibly can, and did you snag it with your hands aggressive? Those are the two things I challenge him on, because I said, if you do that, the production can't help but happen. And so I'm just always looking for opportunities to get him running and then give him that ball where he can go snag it.
Interesting.
Right.
Talking about catching the ball, not with your body, running harder, challenging him.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.